This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Well, it's a story we've been talking about on this program for many months, and last night, Hoss Spencer over at The Hook broke the news that indeed the Ravana Solid Waste Authority had settled and would no longer be pursuing its lawsuit against recycler Peter Vandalinda. Peter joins me live in studio. Pete, it's good to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I know this has to be a tremendous sigh of relief, and you could feel the whole community throughout Central Virginia. Everybody's been following this sort of go, whew, okay, finally we can get that past us.
It is. In fact, no matter what question you ask during this hour, I'm going to respond with thank you.
Well, that's, and why is that?
Although I can't name names, the list is too long of the supporters of recycling and advancing this whole really revolutionary concept of recycling all trash. It's new period. It's new to this area. And I also want to thank Ravana City Council, Board of Supervisors, everybody for coming together and putting this behind us.
Yeah, it took a long time and a lot of work. I would imagine there was a lot of phone calls and meetings behind the scenes to get all those folks on the same page.
I'm stuttering because it's kind of a yes-no response. It was really conducted by an incredibly talented federal judge, Judge Craigler, and mediation is a very sort of strange dynamic because you really sit in isolation and the mediator circulates among the groups. So I really don't know how the process went, even though I was an active participant.
Yeah. Now, Pete, tell us, take us behind the scenes to the extent that you can, because based on news reports, there is some type of gag order or whatever you want to call it in place such that the participants aren't legally allowed to start telling everything they know about the deal or what happened. But tell us what you can tell us. Share with us what was going on the behind the scenes leading up to the announcement yesterday afternoon.
Well, you know, I don't have a lot of information. Some days ago, I received an invitation to participate in this and this mediation, non-binding mediation. And obviously, I responded enthusiastically and went in without any particular expectations, given that this has gone on for 2 years, really delighted with the outcome.
So the Ravana Solid Waste Authority reached out to you proposing mediation.
Up until
that point, it had been, hey, we're suing you, RICO statute, you know, millions of dollars, that kind of thing.
Well, I don't know who reached out. I know the call came from the federal judge asking if we would participate. So I don't really know or care where it originated.
Sure. And then when did you go? Tell us about the experience of, would you go to his chambers or his office?
No, we went to the federal courthouse and we had an initial group meeting. And then we adjourned to separate rooms and that...
And when you say we had an initial group meeting, who was there?
Well, all the parties, Ravana and their attorneys and BFI and their attorneys and myself and my attorneys. And then we, after that, we sort of adjourned and then just worked with the judge for 2 days.
And when you say that the, when you initially showed up for this mediation, which was when, last week or this week?
It was all of Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay, so it was just this week. This just happened. Okay.
Yes.
And you show up and you say, Ravana was there. Tom Frederick, the director, any folks on the board that were there? Or?
No board members from the Ravana board, just Tom and his attorneys.
No locally elected officials from the city or the county?
No.
Okay. So Tom Frederick, his attorneys, BFI, their attorneys, you, your attorneys,
yes,
all together. And the judge spoke and explained the process? Was that what happened?
He explained the process. He articulated his expectations, which were very specific. And I have to give him ongoing credit because he was more than a mediator. He was a man on a mission. He was going to get the job done.
Yeah. Well, any of us who've ever seen mediation at work, and I've been there, I've seen it, it all depends on the strength and the talents of the mediator. And if you can find a good one, you can really see some amazing work done
by
somebody.
He did a great job, and he did it pro bono.
No kidding.
Yeah, amazing.
We're talking with Pete Vandalinda. The news broken yesterday that the lawsuit against him by the Ravana Solid Waste Authority had been settled, and we're finding out today that this is the result of mediation that occurred beginning Tuesday.
Yes.
And tell us about that. You and your lawyers go into a room?
Yes.
And just you sit and wait, I guess.
You do a lot of waiting and then a lot of thinking. And
did he come to you first?
I can't remember. There were so many visits during the course of the 2 days. I don't believe he did. And there's things you discuss with him that, and then you indicate which things can be shared and which can't. And it just went along. I really seemed to gain momentum throughout the 2 days.
Yeah. So there's the first day and then Wednesday.
Right.
And then yesterday, of course, the Ravana Solid Waste Authority meets and makes its announcement publicly for the first time that an agreement had been reached. Did you know Wednesday when you left that there was an agreement?
Yes, I did, but not a ratified agreement. They had to take it to the Ravana board for final approval.
Right. And now what are your thoughts? I know you, to a certain extent, can't discuss this, but share with us what you can, anything about the deal and your thoughts about it.
Well, just that this was just an impediment to bringing all of these entities, Tom Frederick and the Ravana Authority and the city and the county together and combining our strengths to do what we should do and hopefully will do, which is advance this cause of recycling of garbage. And
yeah.
So it's pretty exciting stuff from my perspective. And I really believe I'm speaking for all the parties involved. I think we all have a... very positive expectation for the future.
Now, let me ask you, if you can, the extent to which you can again, what do you think motivated this? Because up until last week, we'd been hearing from everybody involved, oh no, this is all about right and wrong, and you know, whether it was Ken Boyd on the board, or Tom Frederick, or Brown with the city, we're pursuing this, we're not going to give up on this, this is going to happen, we are suing this, we will see this through to the end. This is all about right and wrong and that kind of thing.
Truthfully, I'm clueless. It came out of nowhere. I'm thankful it did. And but I absolutely do not have any behind-the-scenes conjecture or anything definite on what motivated it.
Yeah. So what happens now?
Well,
you signed some paperwork. Has that been done yet?
That's all done. And, I mean, there's some always more official...
Yeah.
But the meat and potatoes of it is behind us. And what happens now is I'm... absolutely confident that we collectively redirect our attention toward recycling.
Right. And that is because, for folks who don't know, tell us, you have this big machine in Fluvanna County that will recycle the vast majority of any garbage you throw into it.
Well, it's pretty neat. The Hook did a little question of the week a week ago, and the question was, do you recycle with Vandalinda? And 2 out of 3 didn't know. And that's really what I want to accomplish. The what we do with these machines and all this really amazing facility is we separate things. And so that's basically what's happened is the baton of separation has been passed from the citizen to us. That's our job. So it's pretty exciting. You don't have to know anything about recycling, do anything about recycling, just sack your trash. The garbage guy drives away, and you may not even know you're participating in full-fledged recycling. So that's, to me, the better mousetrap breakthrough ingredient in this process.
Right. And, of course, I recycle because I have time disposal. They come pick up my trash. They take it to your place, and the vast majority of that stuff is separated out. I don't have to do it.
Right.
I don't have paper, plastic, right, cans. I have none of those things at my house. I put it all in the same can. It goes to your place and gets recycled.
And if you have any concerns about whether your hauler is recycling, you can simply go to our website, vandalindarecycling.com, and you'll see right there a list of preferred haulers. So if yours isn't, there are a bunch of them that are, and you can change.
What happens to the Ravana Solid Waste Authority's IV transfer station now?
Well, that's pretty exciting, too, because at the end of June, it's to be funded or refunded, refinanced by the city and the county potentially. So what they're doing, and I think it's extremely positive, is that in advance of that deadline, they've issued a request for proposal, and they have sent out for ideas from private entities. to suggest what they should do. What's the most cost-effective, environmental-friendly approach to take? So I'm pretty excited about them inquiring and officializing that whole process.
Are you going to put in a bid to have anything to do with the Ivy landfill?
Absolutely.
To take it over? Was that what it would be? So that when folks bring anything to the transfer station, you would get to go recycle it.
Exactly. There's a number of different scenarios. There's some suggested scenarios, and then there's make up your own. So they're very open-minded and progressive about the possibilities.
Let me ask you this, because you've been offering to the city for some time to take over recycling for the city, which costs them a bunch of money.
Yes.
And to my knowledge, they lose money on it. It costs them more money than they get money out of. And you've offered to put your orange bins out there, and folks can, you know, there's no more brown bins or paper bins. You just throw all the garbage into just any bin you want, and you've offered to set those up for free, right? Have you heard from the city, back from the city yet, whether or not they're interested in that?
Well, I haven't, but we will resubmit that proposal or some version of it again, and I know they're going to consider it. And if it's a better mousetrap, I think they'll get on board, and if somebody comes up with something better than that, I want to learn from them.
Pete Vandalinda of Vandalinda Recycling. The news broken yesterday that the Ravana Solid Waste Authority has settled on its lawsuit. Congratulations. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And let's move on to bigger and better things as a community.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.